أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات بغيا بينهم فهدى الله الذين آمنوا لما اختلفوا فيه من الحق بإذنه والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. In the previous ayats we read that the love of this dunya blinded people and they went astray. Before that, for 10 generations, all the people were united and making Allah's ibadat and there was no difference between them. But after that, when the love of dunya came, then they started differing. Jealousy came, hatred came, pride came, conceit came. All types of evil started coming in the people. And dislike for more, for akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala then sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to unite them on the truth and call them towards the truth that all believe in Allah and there will be unity again and all will be on one path. And Allah sent the kitabs also with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But when Allah Ta'ala sent that, these people started taking objections in the Nabi himself and in the Kitab himself. The Kitab and Nabi came to guide them, but they fought against those very things which were there to guide them and help them. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَغْيِ بَيِّنَاتُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. اور نہیں جھگڑا ڈالا کتاب میں مگر انہی لوگوں نے جن کو کتاب ملی تھی اس کے بعد کے کہ ان کو پہنچ چکے صاف حکم آپس کی ضد سے. And these people did not dispute, they disputed in the kitab itself and in the Nabi. They, na'uz billah, they called him an imposter, they called him a liar who came for your entire good and you fought against him. The kitab came to guide you and you started taking out doubts in the kitab. And so this all came after the clear signs of Allah had come to them. The Nabi came with his miracles. Every Nabi Allah is blessed with miracles so people can be convinced of the truth. And the kitab is also a miracle from Allah Ta'ala. And all this just because of their stubbornness and haughtiness that they did not want to accept. Just because they wanted to live a life according to their desires in this world. And they just wanted the things, the greenery and their outward enjoyment of this dunya. So they did not want to accept the truth. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's system came into action. فَهَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِ. پھر اب ہدایت ہدایت کی اللہ نے ایمان والوں کو اس سچی بات کی کہ جس میں وہ جگڑ رہے تھے اپنے حکم سے. When they started disputing, then Allah Ta'ala guided those people of Iman, whom Allah had given through Iman, and took them out of all this confusion and disputes. And all this by the command of Allah Ta'ala, Allah guided them to righteousness. And this is the very same thing that exists today also, with all the outward apparent confusion and differences. But those people who have got yaqeen and whom Allah wants to guide, they see the path very clearly to righteousness and they know very clear what is the righteous path and they have no doubt whatsoever. And they have itminan, they have contentment within them that we are following the right path. While the other people are all the time talking about being confused, about being disunited and all that, they are left in the dark all the time, groping in the dark. Whereas those whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with Iman and with Hidayat and guidance, they see their path clearly towards Allah Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. اور اللہ بتلاتا ہے جس کو چاہے سیدھا راستہ. And whom Allah wishes to, He guides to the straight path. Mufassirin write at this point that there are many people who have got no knowledge about deen. They haven't got any all the convictions and all the arguments of deen and all the counter arguments, but they have got iman very strong in their heart. As it is narrated, one farmer was walking, an ordinary person, and Shaitan came to him and told him that if I prove to you that Allah does not exist, then you will have to not believe in Allah Ta'ala. So he took his sickle which he had, he said, I'll break your head with this. He didn't want any proof or anything, he had that conviction in his heart. Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali, the great commentator of Tafsir Kabir, when his time of passing away came, Shaitan came to him and asked him, what is your proof that you believe in Allah? He presented his proof, and Shaitan, what knowledge he's got, he broke 100 of his proofs of Allah Ta'ala. And then Rishad's voice came to him and told him, tell Shaitan, I believe in Allah without any proof. So now which proof is he going to break? So that is, and Allah Ta'ala says, there are other people who have got lot of knowledge of deen also, and lot of all their arguments and everything they have got, but they don't have that yaqeen. And these are those who, though with all that knowledge, they go astray, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ, that in spite of their knowledge, Allah makes them go astray. So knowledge is a great source to be guided. But if Allah does not want to, then with your knowledge you get misguided. And you misguide other people also. And many other people without any knowledge, ordinary people, like we know our forefathers, our elders, they had hardly any real knowledge of deen. But the iman and yaqeen was very, very strong. So that is what is required. And that is only by the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, and we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. And also, as we learn from other ayat, when a person is proud and haughty, then that person's roads are closed. Allah Ta'ala says, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, I will turn away from my signs and my guidance towards me those people who have got pride in them. And then they will see clear signs, they will not accept it. They will see clear proof, they will not accept it. But misguidance, then they will accept the misguidance. So that is a very dangerous condition, and that comes mainly because of pride. And all this, the basic root of it is the love of dunya. The love of dunya, then hatred, jealousy comes. Then pride comes, that I've got more than you, I own more than you. Then a person wants more, ujub comes, conceit. All these terrible bad qualities, jealousy, hatred, malice comes in the heart of a person with the love of dunya. Therefore, it is very important to remove this love of dunya. It blinds a person, it doesn't make him accept the truth. And he won't want to accept the truth, no matter what proofs are presented to him. So a person must never rest on his laurels, that I am a big alim, I've got lot of knowledge. Shaitan has been given so much of knowledge, but in spite of that, he's gone totally astray and taking other people also astray. Yaqeen and belief in Allah, that convincing thing, that is what is required. And if that is with knowledge, then what to say? Nurun ala nur. Such a person is guided, and he guides thousands and millions others also. But if he hasn't got that guidance from Allah Ta'ala, then with his knowledge, he will be misguided, he'll be dhal, and he'll be mudil, and he'll even misguide other people. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with this yaqeen, never have pride in us, never think we are better than others, never degrade and look down upon other people, that is very, very dangerous also. Even the people who are on falsehood and batil, we must hate their sin, but we must not look down upon them. If we think we are better than them, Allah can change our condition and make us worse than them, and change their condition, and Allah can make them very good. Overnight Allah can change the condition. So we have to turn to Allah and beg for His help. وآخر دعوانا